It's a special bonus episode of the Purple and Bold podcast from the Daily News Record. I'm Shane Metlin, coming to you from Pensacola, Florida, the Pensacola Bay Center, shortly after James Madison women open up their title defense at the Sun Belt Tournament with yet another incredibly impressive performance, really just jumping on six-seeded Southern Miss from the very beginning, picking up right where they left off last time they were on this floor here at the Pensacola Bay Center, and they just annihilated Texas State a year ago to win the Sun Belt Championship. Their first game out is a very similar performance, with Peyton McDaniel once again leading the way. The Dukes got off to a really hot start. They used a 17-0 run in the early goings of the first quarter to build a lead that Southern Miss just really was never in the game again after that. I think they cut it down to 10 or 9 at one point early in the game, and then Jamie went on another, you know, massive run and led by as many as 34 in the first half. After that, Southern Miss was never closer than, I believe, 19 points again. They got there in the second half with, you know, the Dukes on cruise control to some degree because, you know, they're getting ready to, they hope, play three games in 4 days as it happens in the conference tournament. They're here hoping to make a repeat appearance in the Sun Belt Championship game. And if they play like they did today, they should have a very good opportunity to do that. You know, I'm recording this halftime of the Troy, Louisiana game that's taking place after JMU, the last quarterfinal of the day here Friday at the Pensacola Bay Center. And at the moment, Troy holds a 37-33 lead over Louisiana. JMU will play the winner of this one. And as Sean O'Regan said in his postgame press conference, it doesn't really matter who they play. They're expecting a tough game. Louisiana is a team that early in the season, JMU, this is one of their first conference games of the year, JMU was able to hold them off and win a game in overtime in Harrisonburg in the Atlantic Union Bank Center. And Troy is a team that they lost to on the road, also fairly early in conference play. So a lot of things have changed, you know, potentially as they've gone along this season. I think you can talk to you can talk about how the Dukes have really seemed to be peaking at the right time, probably in the last 2 weeks. They struggled a little bit, you know, early to mid-February. By their standards, they struggled a little bit. They lost two in a row. They lost, you know, had a streak where they kind of, you know, went from being in contention to potentially challenge Marshall for that number one seed to they were really playing for the number three seed late in the season, which they ended up getting with a very impressive victory at Old Dominion to close out the regular season. And really the intensity level in that one at ODU was about as high as I'd seen this team play with all season, possibly matched in the early going today. They came out firing on all cylinders. Like I said, the early 34-point lead in the first half and then able to cruise to a 28-point victory. You know, Southern Miss played okay in the second half. JMU, hard to kind of keep things at that level. And they didn't even shoot particularly great. I think they were, you know, only made 6 3-pointers. It wasn't like they ran through this with a unbelievable shooting performance, which is kind of what happened in the championship game last year. You might remember that Peyton McDaniel made 7 of 7 3-pointers. Kiki Jefferson only missed one. They were just on fire from three-point range. That wasn't the case today. They just beat the tar out of the Golden Eagles early on. They were absolutely dominated on the glass. Ended up having 20-some more rebounds for the game than Southern Miss did. And on the offensive end, they were using that to have a ton of second chance points. At one point late in the first half, JMU had produced 15 second chance points, and Southern Miss had none at that point in the game. Jamie was also getting points off turnovers, getting in transition. They were just beating Southern Miss down the court a lot of times. And Southern Miss started to turn the tide on that a little bit. Coming into the second half, they pressured Jamie in the backcourt. They caused some turnovers, helped them chip away at the lead, make it look a little bit more respectable at times. But it was also just, you know, one of those tournament-type games where after getting that far ahead, you could tell JMU was, to some degree, trying to finish it out, get through the game, and on to the next, where, you know, you now see the coaching staff down below me scouting this one. We'll probably have quite a few things they want to change in term when they take on these two teams. Whichever one of these two teams they take on next, there'll be some things they want to change. The pressure that they succumbed to a little bit, the defensive pressure at Southern Miss in the second half today, you know, if they play Troy, who is the second seed in this tournament, if they do end up playing Troy, they're obviously going to see a lot of pressure from Troy. That's their style of game. That's what they want to do. That's what they've been doing to Louisiana here in the first half is, you know, the reason they have this lead is because they've gotten some very easy buckets in transition, just not letting Louisiana get the ball down the court. In the half-court game, Louisiana has been very effective. So, yeah, I'm sure that's something that's getting written down into the notepads over there across the way by the coaches in purple is how they can avoid letting that pressure from Troy get to them. Because I think if they can get the ball down the court, JMU, again, once again, should be very effective in the half-court game. You know, Peyton McDaniel today finishes 21 points, 11 rebounds, leads JMU in both categories, as she's been doing a lot here lately in this whole season. Her rebounding numbers for the year have been incredible, and I think it's been, you know, the biggest sign of an improvement that she's made in the offseason to get to the point where, you know, she wasn't a first-team pick for the Sun Belt, but I think she certainly was a first-team caliber player. And, you know, what she did both on the glass and shooting the thing. She set the tone today. I think that was the big thing, is she set the tone of what JMU was going to do today. She was getting those rebounds, and she came out and just was firing away. She took four deep threes in the first couple minutes of this game, and she hit two of them. She ended up only hitting three for the game, but to hit the two early on, I think it just set the tone that this team was confident. They were going to be aggressive. They were going, if they were going out, they were going to go out firing, and they didn't go out today. They will move on to face one of these two teams tomorrow. The other big news, I guess you would say, probably the biggest thing to come out of Friday's quarterfinal game for James Madison would be that center Susha Kozlova returned. She did not start. She played about 13 minutes. She only made one field goal. She struggled a little bit offensively. She grabbed some rebounds, but she got back on the court. She got up and down the court. Didn't seem to re-aggravate anything. And she was back after, you know, after missing the past 3 weeks, six games with her off the court for JMU. Center Anna Goodman had played very well in her stead, but Kozlova is a different kind of matchup for everyone in this conference. You know, very skilled offensive player with as good a size as anybody in the Sun Belt. She's very aggressive, and she's, you know, plays hard. JMU can continue to run with her on the court. She just gives them a different dynamic and definitely some depth because, you know, they still play three centers, basically. Goodman got the start, played good, had 7 points. They still get some, you know, decent minutes out of Micaiah Tynes, who's a sophomore who's, you know, a little bit smaller. She's only 6'2", but they can play a little bit smaller with her, give teams a little bit different look. But Kozlova coming back and dipping her toe into it a little bit, or getting her feet wet, is how Sean O'Regan said it in the postgame press conference. That's a big, big thing, is you would expect her to play better and better as she knocks a little bit of the rust off of herself here, getting back into it after 3 weeks without playing. we'll go ahead and wrap this one up in a minute. These are going to be some quick bonus episodes from the tournament, you know, throughout this week as both JMU teams try to win Sun Belt championships and advance to the NCAA tournament. Tomorrow, the JMU men on Saturday have their quarterfinal game against Marshall. The Dukes are the number two seed in that one. I'll be back here at the Pensacola Bay Center to cover that one in print and probably with another podcast episode. The men's team coming in with a 28-3 record, trying to put the real capper on what has been a special season for the Dukes. If they can win a conference tournament and not have to worry about any at-large bubble talk, that would certainly be good. And that journey begins tomorrow as they take on Marshall here in the late game, 7:30 start local time. That would be 8:30 back in Harrisonburg, or for most of the, you know, the East Coast audience. We are in Central Time in Florida, in West Florida, in the Panhandle. So there is the difference there. But as I was saying, we'll go ahead and wrap this up. These are small, quick, bite-sized episodes. And, you know, I appreciate everybody listening and look forward to seeing what the JMU men have to say about Marshall tomorrow. Thanks for tuning in.